Ladies and gentlemen, we present The Navy Lark with our three stars, Leslie Phillips, Stephen Murray, and John Pertwee. We're all a bit helpless when we meet the chap in authority. Going home last week, I had to stop my car at the lights, and before they turned green, a traffic warden booked me for parking. But however, when the officer...
Somewhere.
I don't care, sir. Bags, I'm the one that runs away.
Mr. Phillips, stop being a cowardly custard and knock on the door.
Oh, very well, sir. Well, here goes.
Oh, bad luck, he's out. We'll try again tomorrow.
Come in.
Oh, bother. Next time, Bags, I'm the one who runs away.
Good morning, Captain Pervey.
Good morning? It's practically afternoon. You should have been here half an hour ago.
We were.
You were? Then by the blazes, didn't you knock before?
We waited for you to go into mothballs.
I mean, we thought you'd retired with your, for the night, sir.
Retired for the night? I haven't even had lunch yet.
Oh, well, well, then don't let's stop you, old fruit. No. Can't keep a chap from his din-din, can we? See you some other time.
Lieutenant Commander Stanton, will you stop trying to get out of that door like a greyhound out of Trap 6? I brought you all here to meet the new officers joining your ship.
Heaven help him.
New officer, sir? Which one of us has got the golden rocket?
Unfortunately, none of you. As I've already informed you in my memo, he will be additional to your present complement.
I don't remember seeing a memo about... Mr. Phillips.
Half a mo, sir. I just remembered Captain Povey did send me a mo me. A memo, yes. A memo and a half a mo. One man and his me went to mo a memo.
Stop fighting it. We get the message.
Yes, so did I, sir. I'd forgotten all about it.
A new officer, eh? Does he fish at all?
I've no idea, sir. He's an electronics waller.
Oh, foreigner, eh? Foreigner,
yeah. No, sir. He's to supervise all our new electrical gear.
What's his name?
Lieutenant Bates, sir. I gather he can mend anything from the Aztec to a light bulb.
Well, never mind about all that Aztec. Does he fish at all?
Well, I think he's bound to, sir, with a name like Bates.
Oh, yes. Bates, fishing. Yes, fishing. I don't see that follows at all.
Well, I suppose...
No. I mean, if a chap's name's Bicycle, it doesn't mean he can ride one, does it?
Well, we don't know anybody called Bicycle.
Yes, we do. Well, he bought this new electronics wallet.
Sir,
you... He rides a fish, you know. He rides a fish. No, that can't be right. Think again, Head. Oh. Lieutenant Fish rides a bicycle. That's it, I'm sure.
You've got it the wrong way round, sir. You're saying bicycle for Bates.
It would be ridiculous, old socks. You can't use bicycles for bait. Well, the fish had never reached the pedals.
Well, if you've all quite fit... Oh, that'll be Red Chasen with Lieutenant Fish. Oh, come in. Now, gentlemen, I'd like you to meet... Well, where is he?
Well, if you mean Lieutenant Bates, sir, he got lost in transit.
What?
Well, I met him at the Unicorn Gate, sir, but somewhere between there and here, he vanished.
Oh, good grief.
No, Mr. Phillips, I have a feeling we're going to like this chap.
Yes, it does rather look as if he's our sort, doesn't it?
It most certainly does. Good grief, it's only a few hundred yards. He had an escort and he still gets himself lost. Oh, he's come to the right ship, all right.
I'm sure Lieutenant Bates will have an explanation when he turns up, sir.
Oh, he's something well better have. Come in.
Excuse me, chap. I can't imagine how it happened, but I'm rather lost. How's that for a perfect explanation?
This is Lieutenant Bates.
So, I guess. I'm looking for Captain Pubby. Any of you heard of the old codger at all?
Pubby? Yes, the name does seem to strike a bell.
Yes, with a resounding clangor.
I hate to tell you, Lieutenant, but this is Captain Pubby.
Oh, righty. I am a juggins, aren't I?
It certainly looks like it. Now then, apart from you all meeting Bates, I have some news for you. Your refit is now complete, Lieutenant Bates has finally arrived, so tomorrow morning you'll start acceptance trials.
Acceptance trials? Well, it's hardly necessary, isn't it? I mean, we like him. He's a grand chef.
Yes. No, no, not of Bates of Trifleet, you idiot.
Oh, Leslie's boobs again.
You'll put to sea at 09:30 tomorrow morning. Is that understood?
Put to sea, eh? Oh, that's capital, eh? Make it earlier, if you like. Best time of the day to catch the big fellas, you know, Dawnies. They pop up to the surface to see who's left the light on, you know.
Lieutenant Commander Stanton, this is not a fishing trip. You've got to accept delivery of the ship from the dockyard contractors.
Have I? Well, I'm not paying for it, and that's flat.
Clear out the lot of you, for goodness sake. And don't forget, you're put to sea at 09:30 tomorrow morning.
Aye, aye, sir. You will be there to wave us goodbye, won't you?
No!
Mr. Phillips, just a minute, I think something wants to pass.
No, they don't, but it does. Mm-hmm. You've got your elbow on the U-turn.
What? Oh, look, sir, I was hoping they would have moved that switch during the refit.
So were we, Mr. Phillips. The way you keep leaning on it makes us sound like a floating brass band.
Oh, what a wonderful idea, sir. If only we could get a tune on it, we could actually...
Mr. Phillips, the dockyard wharf.
What?
Yeah? You're forgetting your navigation rules,
that one.
Oh, lummy, yeah, yes. Wait a sec. I can't remember. Stand still for a bit.
Thank you for me.
Left.
Yes, that's it. What comes next?
Left hand. Lift. Pull. Hurry up, grab a break side.
I'll get it, Chief. I'll get it. Don't tell me. It's on the tip of my...
On the tip of your...
You know, my...
Chief.
Yes,
Chief.
Yes.
Come on.
Left hand down a bit.
Left hand down a bit of the nick of time, Chief, sir.
Bridge, number one here.
Starboard lookout here, sir. And if we're going to sail that close to the arbor wall again, I want to be port lookout, sir.
All right, Goldstein, that'll do.
Oh, certainly will, sir. We were so close that time, Portsmouth Council practically had me listed as a ratepayer.
Really? I wonder what the rating value of a rating is.
Well, if it's all the same to Mr. Phillips, sir, I don't wish to find out. I don't happen to have a sense of humour. Leastways, I don't mind laughing my head off, but I don't want it bashed off.
Goldstein, hello.
Navigational.
What?
Navigational.
What's that enough? What?
Well, look, if I don't take the left hand down a bit, off a bit for a bit, we'll be going round and round a bit for a bit.
Lovely. So we shall. Straighten her up, Chief.
Straighten up a bit, Chief, sir.
That's better.
With all due respect, sir, no, it's not.
You're never satisfied, are you, Chief? What's the matter now?
Well, we're heading straight for the other bank this time.
What? Right hand down a teensy weensy bit.
Right hand down a teensy weensy bit, it is at long last.
Bridge number one here.
Port lookout here, sir. If we're going to sail that close to the harbour wall again, I want to be the starboard lookout.
Relax, Ginger. Everything's under control again now.
With all due respect, sir, at the risk of being monotonical, sir. No, it's not.
Don't be ridiculous, Chief. It must be. We're nowhere near either side now.
Yeah, agreed, sir, but we're facing the way we came. You turned the port round.
Oh. Well, in no sense of being out too long, first time, is that?
Yes, quite. But a round trip of less than 5 minutes is just a little over-cautious, don't you think?
Yes, possibly, sir, but I don't want to get the engines overheated.
Yeah, well, I know something that's getting overheated, and that's Captain Povey. Look, he's doing a little dance on the dockyard wall.
I say, so he is. Humpty-dumpty-humpity-tum. Humpty-dum-tum. Humpty-dum-tum. He's got no sense of rhythm, has he?
Mr. Phillips, never mind the slow, slow, quick, quick, slow. Let's get out to sea quick, quick, fast.
Yeah, and by the look of him, I'll doubt if this one's an excuse me.
Yes, that's all right. Whoa, back right round and
gee up, Chief.
Whoa, right.
Back round and stalls.
Tell me, sideways.
No, not sideways, right round.
Yeah.
Soon have us out to sea now, sir.
Come in.
Your coffee, sir.
Thank you. I hope it's strong. I need it.
14 times they left the dockyard.
And 14 times they were back again 10 minutes later.
Oh, dear. Well, perhaps we should have had Mr. Phillips refitted instead of Troutbridge.
Oh, don't mention that addle brain moron to me.
Oh, don't be too hard on him, sir. He does try.
Well, that's the trouble. If only he didn't, he'd save Admiralty a fortune.
Oh, that reminds me, sir. The Admiral wants you to telephone him.
Oh, no. As if I hadn't suffered enough for one day. What does he want this time?
I don't know, sir, but cheer up. It might be to confirm your promotion.
Oh, well, yes, I suppose it might be. I hadn't thought of that.
Oh, come now, sir, you must have done.
Yes, certainly not. Well, get him at once. I mean, we mustn't keep the Admiral waiting, must we? You told him I was out on the job, I hope.
Well, sort of.
Sort of. Wren chasing. What did you tell him?
Well, I said that as far as I could see, you were practicing the hornpipe on the dockyard wall.
You told him what?
Captain Povey's office.
Hello, this is the Admiral. Is that you, Povey?
No, sir. You're speaking to Captain Povey's secretary.
Speak to your secretary? Certainly not. I want to talk to you.
No, sir. I said...
Cold in your nose and head? Of course, sir. Your voice is all squeaky. Well, fair enough. Put your secretary on, then.
It's the Admiral, sir.
Hello, sir. Captain Povey here. I was about to get through.
What's that? Povey's wet through? Serves him right for dancing hornpipes on the dockyard wall. Very nice move.
I didn't. I was...
Well, that's how you got that cold in the head, I'll bet.
I haven't got a cold, sir.
Yes, he is a bit old for it. Here, I say, your voice is jolly deep for a wren, isn't it? You sure you're Povey's secretary?
No, sir, I'm not.
Well, you'd better find out. Either you are his secretary or you're not.
I'm not.
Oh, lucky girl. Still, give the old fool a message for me, will you? It's urgent.
Urgent, sir?
No, urgent. Oh. Look, we're handing over a frigate to the Pataniland Navy this afternoon. She'll be known as the Poppadom. And she's to be attached to Povey's squadron for training.
Training, sir? But who by? We've only got...
Troutbridge, of course.
Yeah, I might have known. It'll be a disaster.
Just what they've asked for. Splendid. Oh, there's one other thing. There's to be a handing over ceremony this afternoon. So after that, I suggest we have cocktails aboard Troutbridge.
Oh, no. Couldn't we have them aboard the Pataniland frigate, sir?
What? Not likely. Those chaps concoct the most ghastly home brew. They make it out of humgrummets, you know. Shocking fact. Last time I tasted the stuff, I never knew a thing for 24 hours. When I came to, I was driving a tram.
Good grief.
Well, that's all then. Tell Povey I hope his cold clears up for
him. But, sir, this is Captain Povey. I wanted to ask you about having my promotion confirmed. I realize it's only a formality,
oh,
but...
Oh, it's you again, Povey. Glad you got your voice back, Povey. You want to cut out hornpipes in future? Stick to the old-fashioned waltz. Goodbye.
With 10 green bottles hanging on the wall. 10 green bottles hanging on the wall.
Johnson.
And if one green bottle should accidentally fall.
Johnson.
Able Seaman Johnson's gonna drink it all.
All right. Belt up, you giggling jiggly. What are you doing anyway?
I'm getting things ready for this cocktail party for the Pataniland, of course. I'm making them a punch out of my mum Min's humgrummet wine.
Humgrummet wine? Look, you serve that stuff and Abel Seaman Johnson will be hanging on the wall.
No, I won't. It's a local delicacy in Pataniland, that is. It'll make them feel at home.
Yeah, if they drink that muck, they will be at home. They'll all start driving there in trams.
If they are, I know, be collecting the money for all affairs.
Yeah. When I come to you, I'll punch you a fourpenny one.
You do, and I'll tell you where to get off.
All right. Back. Get back in your cage, you treacherous brute. Go on. Bite in the hand that clout filled you. If I haven't got enough on me plate.
What's gone wrong now, then? Something serious, I hope.
Yeah, it's serious, all right. Yeah. This perishing party on board this afternoon happens to coincide with certain arrangements I've made with a certain relative of mine.
Well, why didn't you ring him up and cancel them, whatever they are?
You're joking, of course. I've already paid him. And as you well know, Barrelbody, Pertwees don't give no refunds.
First time I knew a Pertwee to pay in advance.
Ah, true. But when a Pertwee is working for a Pertwee, one of them has to give in. Eventually.
Well, what was it all about this time, then?
Well, it was a sort of little light removal work, Johnson.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, with a fleet airline helicopter.
I knew it. As soon as I saw that helicopter landing platform they fitted on our star, I knew it wouldn't be long before you started making a blooming fortune out of it.
No. Now, this particular trip is freight only. Creeks and creeks of freight, Nick.
Smuggle?
No, they're not smuggle. They're not. The contents of these creeks happens to be the personal and private property of Chief Petty Officer Pertwee, what got left behind on the island because we never went back there after leave.
You mean it's all that gear you whipped out of the stores over there?
Gear I whipped? Yeah, certainly not. I told you they're all my personal property, you know, all the little knick-knacks the sailor man collects whilst you're serving his country in Corrigan parks, you know. Articles of great sentimental value.
Such as what?
6 dozen blankets, a gross of 2 feet.
So that's where they all went, was it? I should have known when you had me up in front of the captain for losing them.
Well, you had lost them, hadn't you? Yeah, I thought you were dealt with very lightly, mister.
Yeah, considering the amount of gear you whipped, I probably was.
Right, well, I should hate you to have suffered in vain. So I'm going to let you give me an hand seeing that the gear arrives back,
thankfully. Well, that's jolly big of you, I must say.
Yeah, well, always willing to extend an helping hand to one who's fallen by the wayside, Johnson. Known criminal and friend.
Yeah. Trouble is, that helping hand's got a lot of light fingers on it.
6 and 7 may break my bones, fatso. But harsh words will get you a punch up the ooter.
Well, what have I got to do then?
Ah, that's better. Now then, I want you to hang around that chopper landing platform all the afternoon.
Yes. Yeah.
And the moment my relative lands and unloads the crate,
yeah,
whip him alone through one of the hatches.
How many of them are there then?
Ooh, that's only about 12.
Oh, well, that's all right. I thought it was going to be about a dozen. Oh, Thunder Guts will never see me just doing. Good morning.
Hey, come back here. Come here. Wiggle middle.
I knew it. I'm going to get done. Fatso's going to be boned in the rattle again. I'm not doing it.
Well, you better, mate, or you'll be in the rattle for sure.
How do you make that out?
I took the precaution of having all the crates labelled and addressed to you.
Oh, thank
you. You're rotten, you are. You're rotten as rotter than ever rotted, you are.
Yeah. Well, you stand by your hatches, Fatso. It's nearly dumping time for dimple dumpling. So come on, off you go laughing.
Oh, do get out of me way, son of you. I'm slopping me wallop all over me gold braid. It'll rust, you see. It'll rust.
Well, Mr. Phillips, the party seems to be going all right.
Rather. So am I. In fact, I've practically gone.
Well, I warned you not to go near that punch.
I know, though. Thanks for the warning. It's absolutely marvelous.
Oh, lovely stuff, Dolly. Nanny. Who wants a sardine on a tatty bit of toast? Righto then, this way, for little niceties you can nibble. Arnie, who'd have an assorted nut thing? Here we are for a dollop of dip. Come on.
Chief.
Yes, sir.
I said offer the refreshment, not do the commercial. Even if most of these shirts do come from shining white halls.
That's a good one. Aye, sir, but I've got to ship this stuff somehow.
Why?
Well, a certain relative of mine is doing the catering, sir, and what don't get eaten still gets paid for. By me.
you see. Ollie, do that. Do that a little jelly in a jiffy. Come along.
Mr. Phillips.
Mm-hmm. Oh, jolly nice of you, sir. I'll have some more of that Parvers munch. Munchless Parvers, sir. Same again.
You won't. Get moving. Mrs. Povey's circulating again.
Oh, how nasty. After you, sir.
Henry, where are you?
Come in, my love.
Oh, good boy. Now introduce me to your little foreign friends.
Foreign friends? Oh, you mean the officers of the Pataniland Navy. Oh, certainly, my love. Excuse me, gentlemen, I'd like you to meet my wife.
Oh, indeed, this truly fine and magnificent shake hands with a large and resplendent lady in the all-flowering tetra. Is a dishonor my fine and magnificent friend and I have looked forward to with an eager anticipation, as he will tell you.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, this will most certainly be a truly fine old how-to-do.
Oh. Furthermore, my lady captain, my truly fine and magnificent friend and I would like you to understand how absolutely and completely charming we are to make your astounding acquaintance.
How-do.
How-do. And one more.
How-do.
Well, I'm... Good gracious.
Oh, 1,000 pardons from my truly fine and magnificent friend myself for admitting your splendid and resounding milady captain title. How do your good gracious?
How do your good gracious from me also? Hurrah! Hurrah! And one more.
Hurrah! Hurrah. And long live Mr. Gladstone.
And he's all back.
Oh.
No, gentlemen, that's not quite right. Whoa. My wife is not called a good gracious milady captain. Whoa. She's usually just called a...
Henry.
Yes, my love.
Careful, or I won't let you play with your little boat in the bath tonight.
I was only going to... What's wrong, there? Alice, get your fat dolly. Who wants a crisp to come out, Charlie?
Pull me, old fool. What's that din? I can't hear myself drink.
I have no idea, sir. Sounds like a helicopter.
I don't care who you copped on the landing. What's that noise?
I'm looking for it at once, sir. I wouldn't. No, you'll miss me. That's all it's like. Okay. And if you don't like them, how about a load of nuts for Mrs. P? What about that?
Don't be ridiculous, Percy. What's going on deck?
On deck, sir? On deck? Nothing at all. No. We're all down here. Yes. We're having our lovely stuffed olives, Danny.
Excuse me. From you. And the next one.
No one on deck, eh? Oh, excuse me, sir. It's just one of my underlings doing a little... Hardy enough, and I'll just have a word with him. Shotsheim!
Hello?
Good boy! Hurry up with the chopper and scarper.
But I haven't finished unloading yet,
Chief. Oh, yes, you have.
Oh, no, he hasn't.
Oh, yes, he has. Old Thundergut is on his cool stone. Don't creep up on me like that, Chief.
Caught you enough, eh? Let's see you wriggle out of this.
I hope you will, sir. I'll certainly do it my best.
An old mill by the bank, Nellie's anger, I used to. They were probably a wonderful party. My word, that humgrum it punch is powerful much. Well, I'm off.
Off?
I'm going by tram, you know. Can I give you a lift? Wonderful sport. Get those old brass handles whizzing round, bags of fun.
Tram, oh no, I knew we shouldn't have had humgummit wine in the punch.
Oh, then, I've got it.
This is quite cheap. But sir, your promotion, sir, you're forgetting the little surprise that you asked me to lay on for his admiralship.
Surprise? I asked, what on earth?
The chopper, chop. The chopper, eh? Get an helicopter so the Admiral can have a go at that instead of a tram, you say, sir.
Well, sir, I say, cracking good wheeze. Well done, Povey. This wax tram driving hollow.
But
Come along then. Up the daisy we go. We'll chat about that confirmation of your promotion up there, shall we?
Hey, oh, no, certainly, sir. Yes, by all means.
Hold the boat. Everybody up.
Chief, what on earth are you up to now?
I'm about to pipe the Admiral aloft. Now they're going tatars in the cumulus.
What?
Hold any day, please. Dipping up we go, pilot.
No, put me down. I want to get off. You have got me to discuss my promotion.
Well, I suppose that's one way of making sure he's a high-ranking officer.
Oh, that's too money medical stuff.
Yeah. Gee, what's in all these crates?
Crates?
They all seem to be addressed to Abel Seaman Johnson.
Oh, how they all, sir. I think I'll have a word with him, sir. He's around here somewhere. I'll just... That's out! That's out! Where are I? Mind your head.
All right, up another one right behind. There's an old Wilbur. I hope he doesn't keep that up too long.
Yeah, and I know someone else who hopes so as well, sir. Look who's hanging on underneath. Here he comes.
Will we go? I have a baby bear. All we are. Oh, you're up, all of you. Absolutely reeking rotten. Will we go? I want to go on top of the floor.